The sing-off is back on NBC, one of my holiday favorites. Sean Stockman from the judging panel and Boyz II Men, also one of my favorites, joining us on the line. Hey, Sean.
What's up, Jeremy? How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Good. Can't complain.
Well, you know what? The show is back, and it really does. It really is amazing talent. So if somebody likes a cappella music, even if they don't like a cappella music, really talented people on your show this year. Can you even sum up the contestants this year in one word?
You know what? It's hard, but I guess if I had to sum it up in one word, I would say better. What I mean by that is last year, even though I guess you could say we went on a year and a half hiatus,
yes.
I'll call it that. The last season was really, really great. We'd acquired our champions, Pentatonix, who is doing really, really well right now in the music business right now. We're very proud of it. This year, because we had to put it together so fast, the people, the groups that are on the show, is probably the most, let me change the word from better to eclectic, because it's probably the most eclectic mix of people that we've had. We have our very first country a cappella group. We got a group from the Philippines. We got a gospel group. We got a high school group. Like, it's really a diverse mix, and I guess it goes to show this year, more than any year, that a cappella has no age group limit, color, race, whatever. Like, it's really been a very great mix of people, and they've been showing all types of styles and flavors. So I would say eclectic, because it is the most eclectic mix of people that we've ever had on the show.
And there's been a change at the judging table. Speaking of diversity, it's you have trouble with the women. Isn't that what it is? It seems like there's a rotation. But Jewel, we love Jewel. Now, she brings something.
It seems like it, right? I mean, it's one of those things where I guess, here's the thing about the show. A lot of people, you know, and this is the reason why I guess we're doing the promotion of it, is that a lot of people tend to not know too much about the show. So when a show seems or perceives to not have as much promotional juice as maybe X Factor or The Voice or anything like that, you know, with a lot of a lot of people, sometimes it tends to feel like, okay, what am I doing all of this for? Mm-hmm. With Nicole, who was the first judge on the show, she stayed for two seasons, and then she left because she had a better, I guess, opportunity with X Factor. And then Sarah just didn't want to do it anymore. So it's just, we call it the show, the little show that could. It's kind of like the little engine that could. It's small. It comes on the holiday season, but people tend to love it and to love it for what it is. And considering how little promotion we do get from the show itself, it still tends to bring about good numbers because people are watching it, and word of mouth is just helping the push. We feel like Jewel gets it. She's a musician. She's been an artist as long as Ben and myself. We all came out around the same time, and she understands the not only the importance of the show, but the potential strength of the show. We're already talking about a season 5, and they're thinking about stretching it out a little bit more. So I think the consistency will help the show branch out and become even bigger than what it is. And Jewel, who seems to be really committed for the long haul, will probably help that.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, look how well X Factor worked for Nicole, hey?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Now,
we feel like a lot of times the brightest flame burns quickest, and this is my personal opinion. And every time, sometimes it's everything that glitters is gold. And even though the show X Factor is what it is, I think the fact that Simon's behind it, and it does have somewhat of a marquee name because of him, and how successful it does overseas, people tend to magnate to it. But even these past couple of weeks, we've pretty much, if not tied to X Factor as far as ratings, we beat them. So it's just a testament of how people enjoy our show, not because of a star, superstar judge or a host or anything like that. People just love the show because it's just a good show, and that's what it should be about.
It's a holiday show, right? That's where we've already got to go back to the music. Wow, we just started with Sean Stockman. We're going to have more about the sing-off right after this. Jeremy Bradley here, back on Top of the Charts and the Open Road. Another successful season of the sing-off over. Judge Sean Stockman joining us on the line. Christmas special. I said, you know, last time when the season was happening, I loved having on the Christmas tree, watching the show, and it was just a great time. So promise me, though, next season when the show's back, no Kardashians, okay? That's what kills
you. You know what? I have no control over that. I don't know. I have no authority over who gets on the show. So okay. I'm happy I'm still on the show.
All right. That's.
I don't know if a Kardashian would even want to be on the show anyway. But if there is, I'm sure Mr. Brunette, Mark Brunette, who is the producer of The Voice and Survivor and a lot of other big shows, he would have a very strong reason for bringing on one of the Kardashians.
Yeah. All right. So when this season of the sing-off is over, I know Boys to Men in Vegas, right? You guys are in Vegas?
Yes. Yes. We started our residency March 1st this year at the Mirage Resort and Casino, and we'll be there till 2015. So a lot of good things happened this year. We also just got off tour with New Kids on the Block this summer. We toured the country with them in 98 Degrees, and that was fun. Performed in front of 15,000, 20,000, you know, moms and things of that nature. It was pretty good. So this was a good year, and next year seemed to be building up to be another good year too.
Oh, it's a great time to be Sean Stockman, is what you're saying, right?
It's a good thing. My life doesn't suck.
All right, Sean Stockman from NBC's The Voice and Boys to Men, thanks so much for joining us today. Happy holidays, happy new year to you.
Thank you, same to you.
All right, take care now.